Good morning, everyone. Today's daf in Bamitzias Lamed Gimel Ran Lamed Beis Amud Beis. We are in the topic of Tzar Balei Chaim, as we are going to hopefully finish today the second parak of the Masechta. So we are discussing the mitzvahs of Hashavas Aveda, and with included in this discussion of Hashavas Aveda is also the mitzvah of Tina Prika, the mitzvah of Tina Prika, loading and unloading. Okay, Teina being towing. Meaning that somebody's there, a friend, an enemy. We'll talk more about that later this morning. And he needs help loading his animal. So that's the mitzvah of Tina, help him load. And then there's the mitzvah of Prika, to be Porik. And that is to remove the load off the animal, right? The animal would basically collapse under the weight of the load. We'll talk about whether or not it exceeded its limit, did not exceed its limit. But now there's all this packaging on the animal, all the burden on the animal. So now he's unloading the animal. Go there and help him out, unload. Good. So those are the mitzvahs of the Torah of Tino Prika. We're going to be talking more about that today as well. In the meantime, however, we are in the middle of the Gemara Sugya. This is it. This is the Gemara. Well, actually, it's yesterday's daf, but that's fine. Discussing whether or not causing pain to animals in Issur D'Oraisa. Okay. There are numerous hints and allegations in the Torah. Numerous hints and allegations in the Torah that the Torah does not want us abusing animals, and the Torah does not want us causing pain to animals. But there is nowhere in the Torah that clearly dictates and delineates, hey, don't cause pain to animals. In other words, we can glean this from the Torah, and there are numerous points that you could just point to. So one of them, of course, is our mitzvah right now, the mitzvah Prika. The mitzvah of unloading, right? The animal is under the burden. The animal is being squashed under the burden. And so the Torah says, okay, help him unload the animal. So why help him unload? So it could very well be that you're going to help him unload because you want to help your friend. But it could also be that you're going to help him unload because the animal right now is in pain and you want to relieve the animal from pain because there's a mitzvah to relieve the animal from pain because of this idea of Tzar Balei Chaim. Again, the Torah doesn't say that the way I just said it, but you can glean it. And there are many other points in the Torah where you could just simply look at it and say, hey, it's because the Torah doesn't want us causing pain to animal. The Gemara is not going to say this today, but just I'm making obvious points. Lo sachsam shor bedisho, right? Your animal is threshing and you can't muzzle your animal because your animal's surrounded by all that food and what? And now you're going to tell the animal, oh, but don't eat? Right? It's because you can't cause pain to an animal. Again, the Torah doesn't say that, but it's a gleaning point. And just one more, which is obvious, and that is shiluach hakein, right? You want to take the eggs, you want to take the chicks, but the mother's right there. So send the mother bird away. Again, you could say it's because of Tzar Balei Chaim. So yes, there are so many different points in the Torah where you could say, hey, Tzar Balei Chaim is what the governing principle is, but the Torah never says it. And so in our daf today, yesterday's daf, today's daf, so the Gemara wants to know, Tzar Balei Chaim, is that Nisa D'Oraisa, or is it just a Nisa D'Rabbanan? Let's go. Teda. So that's where we left off yesterday. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. It's towards the top of the Amud. About a quarter of the way down. Teda, you should know. So what the Gemara is going to do, as it's been doing yesterday, is bringing Raya's back and forth. Tzar Balei Chaim. Is it Daraisa, Daravana, Teda? So let's consider the following. Tzar Balei Chaim, Daraisa. Obviously it's Daraisa. Why? Diktani Seifa. Rav Yosef, Glili Omer, Ima, Ya Alav, Yeser, Amaso, Ein Zakuklo, Shenemar. Okay, so we start with the sheet of Reb Yosi Aglili, which we saw yesterday in the Mishnah. And that is that what did the owner do? Overburden the animal. The animal has a weight limit of how much it can handle, and the owner went over, above and beyond. So Reb Yosi Aglili says, so the owner now is totally irresponsible, and so what do you have to do? Nothing, says Reb Yosi Aglili. You don't have to help. It's only tachas maso, only when the animal is burdened, but only up to the weight limit. Once you go beyond the weight limit, so that's it, you don't have to help. So, la mechlav de tanakama savar, zakuk lo. Okay, so, here's how we're going to deduce. So, from Rav Yosi Aglili, now we're going to go back to the sheet of the tanakama. Sheet of the tanakama is that you do have to help. Even though the owner was irresponsible, and even though the owner went above the weight limit, you still have to help. Okay, so, step one, there's a machlokis in the Mishnah. Mishnah doesn't clearly articulate that, but it's easy to deduce. There's a sheet of Rav Yosef Glili, there's a Tanakama. Good. Now, my time, la mishum de Tzar Balei Chaim d'Oraisa. What's behind the sheet of the Tanakama? Tzar Balei Chaim, that's what's behind it. Meaning, because what's Tzar Balei Chaim? The animal is right now being crushed by the weight that was put on it. The owner was irresponsible, and the owner put more weight than he should have. All that's true. But in other words, but right now there's an animal suffering, and the job is to relieve suffering. If the job is to relieve suffering, it's because it's Tsar Balei Chayim. So the Gemara pushes back. The Gemara says, maybe not. It's a good raya, but the Gemara says, but we can be docha. Dilma v'tachas maso pligi, the Rabbi Yosef Sefer Darshin and tachas maso, Master Sheikh Olam Bo, and Rabbanan Sefer Lo Darshin and tachas maso. And it could very well be that it's just simply a machlokus of drush, how to darshan the Torah. Tachas maso, what does that mean? The animal is under, it's under the weight. That part's clear. But in other words, but under the weight means acceptable weight, allowable weight, or under the weight meaning even if it went above the allowable weight. They're just simply darshaning, how to read those words in the Torah. And it's not a function of whether or not we subscribe to Tsar Balei Chaim. We don't subscribe to Tsar Balei Chaim. Teda. Okay? So that brought us to not a conclusive proof. So we try again. So again, Lamed Beis, about a third of the way down. So we're up to our second Teda of this morning, you should know. That's Tsar Balei Chaim Lav Daraisa. Now we're going to go in the other direction. Tsar Balei Chaim is not a Din Daraisa. How do I know that? Diktani Reisha. Halach v'yashav lavam, lohov v'alacha mitzvah lifrok. So parok. So patur shenemar imo. Okay, so again, we chazer over halacha we learned in the Mishnah. And that is that right now, currently, you are unloading. Right, you see an animal, you see its owner, animal is just crushed under the burden. So you go over there and you help. And the owner says to you, you know, you have a mitzvah to help me. You know what? I'm going to sit right by the side. I have a tea. I'm going to sip it. And I'm going to watch you unload. Because you have a mitzvah and I don't have, in other words, and so you'll just simply unload. And when you're done, you'll tap me on the shoulder. You let me know. Okay. Obviously, I'm dramatizing a little bit, but you understand. In other words, then what the Mishnah says is the halacha is, once the owner says, I'm not doing it, you no longer have a mitzvah to help. Wow. Now, where's the animal right now, currently? Being crushed by the weight that's on top of it. And you don't have to do anything? Mm-hmm. Because Tsar Balei Chaim, it's not a din daraisa. It's a great raya. Isa gadadcha Tsar Balei Chaim daraisa mali. Isa lamari bahade mali ki leisa lamari bahade. So if the owner is not ready to help you, so what? The animal's in pain. Isn't there a mitzvah to alleviate the pain? Haraya, it's not a din daraisa. So the Gemara says, again, I'm going to push back. Lolam Tsar Balei Chaim daraisa. No, really, it's min haTorah. Mitzvah is pater pater legamrei v'dilma pater bechinam v'chayv eschar. So maybe it goes like this. There will be a change. But here's the change. You still have to unload the animal. But now you could charge. Previously, you weren't allowed to charge, right? In other words, that's what we learned yesterday. For the mitzvah of prika, for the mitzvah of unloading, in other words, there you do it, bichinam. But once the owner decides, I'm going to go sit by the side and drink my tea, and you go and do the job, now you could charge. That's the difference. V'achi kamar rechmane ki isi lamar ba'adei avid gabei bichinam. V'chi leis lamar ba'adei avid gabei bischar. Ulolam tsar balechaim daraisa. So in other words, that could be the taich of the Mishnah, if in fact that's taich of the Mishnah. Really, Tsar Balei Chaim is daraisa. Really, you have to unload. And the difference, whether the owner helps you or not, is whether or not you're going to be doing it pro bono or whether or not you could charge. Okay. We are now going to go through five rayas. Okay, now it's funny because that's all we've been doing since yesterday's daf. We're still in yesterday's daf, but now we get to reset the discussion. We have Simonim helping us memorize now the next five rayas. And we're going to do this now, five in a row.
Shouldn't this be a little the reverse of the owner is there? Why is he free? And if he's not there, then he has to charge.
If the owner is there, so it's free because the owner needs help. And the animal's right now suffering. This is a Gemara yesterday. And the animal's suffering. Right. So the Torah says, okay, now you have a mitzvah to help.
But if the owner's not there.
If the owner's not there and now you're unloading and... When we say the owner's not there, it means that the owner's there, but he's not. He's just refusing. He's refusing. He doesn't want to do anything.
But he's there.
No, leisa lamari meaning he's not there actively helping you. Yeah.
If you get paid for doing it, do you get the mitzvah, or is it just a job?
It's a fair question. I don't know the answer. Okay. So Simon behemoth ohev sone Rav Tzan. So we're now going to go through five rayas together. Whether or not Tzar Bar Lechaim is Daraisa Darabanan, let's get underway. Lema Misayele. So let's consider the following, and this is now a brisa. Behemoth Ovi Kuchavim. Okay, so animal belongs to a guy. And mitapel ba ki behemoth Yisrael. So the brisa tells us, okay, in other words, mitapel ba. All right, there's a mitzvah of prika, there's a mitzvah of teina. So what you're going to do is you're going to help. Let's assume right now we're talking about prika. We're talking about unloading. So help. So iamar bisham tzar bar lechaim daraisa mishum hachi mitapel ba ki behemoth Yisrael. Oh. So you're helping, why? In other words, the animal doesn't belong to a Jew, the animal belongs to a guy. Ah, you're helping because there's a mitzvah of Tzar Bar Lechaim. I say mitzvah, by the way, understand, there's an inyan. In other words, it's, you know, the Torah is telling us to be sensitive to this. Animals in pain. Relieve the animal of the pain. But could you explain to me, if Tzar Bar Lechaim is not a din d'oraisa, it's just a din d'rabbanan, could you explain to me that now why you have to be metapa by a guy? So the Gemara says, sure I can. That's easy to explain. Hasamishameva, the Gemara says, the explanation, really simple. If you're not holding a Tzar Bar Lechaim, there's another consideration, which is animosity. We want there to be a decent relationship, a good relationship between Jew and guy. And if we're going to refuse to help them, so then, obviously, that's going to create animus, and it's going to create, and from where it goes from there, it's only going to go downhill. Okay. Hachinami misabra, the Gemara says, and I'll tell you what, now that we're saying it, really what we're saying now makes the most sense. That Tzar Bar Lechaim is not daraisa, and what is governing the fact that you have to help is eiva. It really makes sense. Why? Diktani. Because what we're going to do now is we're going to go back to that braisa, and we're just going to go weiter in the braisa. Im haisa tuuna yain aser ein zakukla. Let's say, what was the animal carrying? Wine. Now remember, the animal belonged to a guy. So what's the wine? The wine is going to be yain nesach. So at that point in time, you cannot help. Now, iamar bisham alav daraisa mishum hachi ein zakukla. Now, if Tzar Bar Lechaim is not daraisa, so now all this makes perfect sense. Right? The animal right now is suffering under the load of wine. And the animal belongs to a guy, and the wine is yain nesach. If Tzar Bar Lechaim were the issue, of course you would help, meaning relieve the animal of the pain. That's not the issue. The issue is eiva. And again, this is going to be a little bit hard for me to explain, but I'll try. And that is that when it comes to yain nesach, the guy understands. Meaning, I'd love to help you right now, but you know that wine it's carrying? I can't. Right? I can't drink it. I can't get benefit from it. Now, why doesn't that instigate and cause eiva? It doesn't. Again, I'm trying to explain it. The guy understands. Okay, that's it. It's really that simple. He understands that when it comes to wine, like wine is a no-no. Right? We Jews don't do goyish wine. So, Ela, I amar daraisa mayin zakukla. But again, if Tzar Bar Lechaim is a din daraisa, so what difference does it make what the burden is? It's a burden. The animal's in pain. So the Gemara says, hachi kamar. So the Gemara says, okay, but I will suggest the following. And that is, maybe Tzar Bar Lechaim is daraisa, and hachikamer u lehatina yain aser ein zakukla. So in other words, we could say that when the braisa is talking about yain esach, it's not talking about unloading, it's talking about loading. Unloading, Tzar Bar Lechaim daraisa, unload. To load, I'm really sorry. I'm not going to help you load. You know, it's that wine thing. I'm not going to help you load. Okay, so Tashma. Okay, so again, we have not arrived at a raya whether or not it's Tzar Bar Lechaim is daraisa derabanan. We learned the braisa, we can go in either direction. Another round of this. Tashma behemoth ovi kochav masu Yisrael. So now here in this braisa, the animal belongs to a guy. The burden on the animal belongs to a Jew. Okay, so now we get to mix and match. Animal belongs to a guy. Burden on top of it belongs to a Jew. So now, what does the pasuk say? We know what the pasuk says. How are we going to darshan the pasuk? I'm reading the pasuk in full. Ki sirech amor son acha roveitz tachas maso. This is mishpatim. So v'chadalta me'azov lo, azov tazov imo. So so over here, what we're going to do is that we're going to cut out the word v'chadalta.
What is the
patron? What?
What means chadalta?
Chadalta means you stop.
You refrain.
Nachon. So over here, now in the context of the pasuk, the Torah is telling you, don't refrain. That's in context. But what the Gemara is going to do, al derech hadrush, is it's going to take out the word v'chadalta. Sometimes you're going to refrain. This is an example where you're going to refrain. So the you have there's no need to help. Now I amar tzar balechem daraisa mai v'chadalta azov tazov mi ba'ilei. So the Gemara says now. Tzar balechaim, if it's a din daraisa, who cares who owns the animal? Animals owned by a guy, animals owned by a Jew, shouldn't make a difference. Tzar balechaim, relieve animals of their pain, period. The fact that we're making a distinction, the fact that the braisa now, v'chadalta is darshaning, no, here you're going to refrain. So the Gemara says, under those circumstances, it must be tzar balechaim is the rabbanan. So the Gemara says, no, again, I'm going to push back. La'olam tzar balechaim daraisa, hasam b'te'ina. And over there, we're not talking about unloading, we're talking about loading. Again, once we make that shift, and we're talking about, instead of unloading, we're talking about loading, so we've taken Tzar Balei Chaim out of the equation. Because Tzar Balei Chaim is only by the mitzvah of unloading. The animal currently is being crushed by the burden. In other words, the animal's in pain. So you want to relieve the animal of that pain. That's Tzar Balei Chaim. Good, that's Daraisa. But if we're talking about loading the animal, so there, the animal's not in current pain, and so what you're now allowed to do is you're allowed to say no. You could refrain under certain circumstances. So, so the Gemara says, well, let's take a look at the end of the Braisa. So now, what the Braisa does is it flips. Animal belongs to a Jew. Burden on top of the animal belongs to a non-Jew. So now, azov tazov. So now, you're going to help. Now, if we're talking about loading, so why do you need to help? So the Gemara says, Mishum Tzara di Yisrael. So the Gemara says, because the Tzar of the Yisrael. The Yisrael is the owner of the animal. And so therefore, you're going to help out. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. If the owner of the animal is there, so isn't the owner of the animal there going to be there in the Resha as well? So Resha Bechamar Ovekochavim, Sefer Bechamar Yisrael. So who is right now directing the animal? Who's driving the animal? So in the Resha, it was a guy. In the Sefer, it was a Jew. My Pasakta, the Gemara says, oh, what? Meaning, that seems to be arbitrary. So the Gemara says, no. Some of the Milsa, Inish Basar Chamri Azal. No, it's not arbitrary. Meaning, if the owner of the animal is a non-Jew, the non-Jew is going to be driving it. If the owner of the animal is a Jew, so the Jew is going to be driving it. That's Stam de Milsa. Meaning, that's what you can expect. So the Gemara says, okay, so, in order to give a to offer a proof and to disprove, so we said the pasuk and the drasha is not talking about loading. It's not talking about unloading. It's talking about loading. The Gemara says that's great. We quoted the pasuk from Mishpatim, as we pointed out yesterday. The pasuk in Mishpatim is talking about unloading. The pasuk in Kiseitse is talking about loading. So in other words, you're looking at the pasuk and you're saying, don't worry about the pasuk. The pasuk is talking about unloading. The pasuk's talking about loading. Meanwhile, v'chadalta v'azov tazov v'priko u'dichsiv. That pasuk in Mishpatim is talking about unloading. So Amar Lei, so he says like this. Hamani Rav Yosef Glili Hidamar Tzar Balechem Lav Daraisa. Oh, okay, you know what? Really, the Braisa is holding Tzar Balei Chaim is not Daraisa. And who's the author of that Braisa? The author of the Braisa is Shitas Rav Yosi Aglili. Okay, Rav Yosi Aglili, who we already know together, is of the position that Tzar Balei Chaim is Lav Daraisa. So, Enachinami, you are correct. The Braisa that we just quoted is of that position, but that is a Shitas Yachid. That's Rav Yosi Aglili. Okay, Tashma. Let's do this again. Okay, so, and now the Raisa deals with the following. Oiv lifrok, sone liton. Okay, so now, we are faced with the following choice. You can help out either somebody who's loading an animal, someone's unloading the animal. But wait, there's more. The person right now currently who is unloading the animal is a friend. The person who is unloading the animal is a sone. Now, the Torah is very clear. The Torah says is that you're going to be helping regardless of your relationship with that individual. In fact, the Torah says, not only is relationship not going to be a factor, as we're learning right now, it is going to be a factor opposite of what our natural inclination is. Our natural inclination is that we see a friend, we're going to help him out. We see somebody we don't like, we'd like to not help him out. That's our natural inclination. What does the Torah say? You're going to be fighting that natural inclination. Torah says is that you're going to be helping the Sone. Yeah, but I don't want to help the Sone. I know. Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know. I know you don't want to help him. That's exactly who you're going to help. In fact, the Torah is so strong about this idea that we're going to be fighting our inclination that if I had a choice, I'm going to be helping either a friend unload an animal or I'm going to be helping a Sone load his animal, go to the Sone and help him load. Now, mind you, by the way, right, you understand that's the directive of the Torah is that you, in other words, you shouldn't be harboring any hatred towards anyone, and you should help the individual out, okay? But in other words, but keep in mind that right now your friend's animal is suffering. In other words, Tsar Baalei Chaim. What are you going to do? You're going to ignore Tsar Baalei Chaim? That's exactly the raya of the Gemara. So, Toshma. Oh, hey, v'lifrog, v'soni l'tom mitzvah, v'soni k'de l'chof es yitzro. Meaning the Torah wants you to subjugate your Yetzahara. Your Yetzahara is telling you, don't help him. You don't like him, don't help him. That's the Yetzahara talking. Good. L'chof es yitzro. You're going to dominate your Yetzahara. Isa g'dach etzar b'alechem d'areisa ha'adiflei. And now the Raya is beautiful. Because Tsar Baalei Chaim, if that's a din d'araisa, so then help your friend. Whose animal currently is suffering? That's your enemy. The Torah wants you to be lachufas yitzro. I know, but your friend's animal is suffering right now. Shouldn't that be more important? So the Gemara says, afilo hachi, kidei lachufas yitzro adif. And here the Gemara says, I'll tell you what. Tsar Baalei Chaim is a din d'araisa. But you know what's more important than that? Lachufas yitzro. That's your enemy. You don't want to help him. Kadosh Baruch Hu says you're going to help him. On the other side of that, you're going to be ignoring Tsar Baalei Chaim. Okay. In this case, yes, you are. Meaning Tsar Baalei Chaim is a din d'araisa, but lachof es yitzro, and to help your enemy out is more important. It's that simple. Tashma, we'll do this another time.
Where's that saying in the Torah?
Again, it never says in the Torah.
It says the mitzvah of the Torah. Where? The mitzvah. What's the mitzvah?
The mitzvah, you have a mitzvah of te'ina, you have a mitzvah of prika. They're both mitzvahs.
Right, but it's by a sina.
That's why.
Te'ina, where does it say that that mitzvah goes only by. I mean, what we're saying here that the mitzvah in te'ina is by a sina, right?
In other words, correct. But I have a choice between either being towing a sone or to be porik and ohev.
Because it's Tsar Baalei Chaim.
In other words, Tsar Baalei Chaim should have pushed me in the direction of the Ohev.
Right.
But now what we're learning together is that even though that's true, but the push to go ahead and help your enemy is more important.
What does it say?
The Braisa. The Braisa says.
No, but it says. But is there a mix of Torah?
I mean, the Braisa is telling us which of the two now has more value. On our own, I wouldn't know on my own. But the Braisa is saying it. Tashma, Sone Sha'amru, B'Sone Yisrael, V'lo B'Sone Avakochavim. Okay, so when we say a Sone, we mean a Sone Yisrael. Meaning, Sone Yisrael, by the way, not to be taken out of context over here. Sone Yisrael, when we use the term, I mean, I don't use the term that often, but when we use the term, we mean somebody who hates Jewish people. Over here, in the context, Sone Yisrael just simply means he's a Sone who's also, you know.
Not your friend.
Right, correct. A yid who you don't like. So the right Sone Yisrael v'lo Sone Ove Kochavim. I amar Tsar Baalei Chaim d'araisa mali Sone Yisrael mali Sone Ove Kochavim. So the if Tsar Baalei Chaim is d'araisa, what difference does it make whether the enemy is Jewish, whether he's not Jewish? In other words, the animal suffering, shouldn't that be it? So misvar versus Sone deKrakai Sone deMasitzinkai. No. So the Gemara says no. You made a mistake. So it's not talking about the Sone in the Pasuk. Meaning in the Pasuk, we're talking about Prika. We're talking about unloading. So there, Tsar Baalei Chaim, take care of it. Who is the owner of the animal? It really doesn't matter. You're relieving the animal if it's suffering. So, but that's not what the Braisa was talking about. The Braisa was talking about the Sone mentioned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Te'ina. That's loading. So Tashma. So we get to do this one more time. Okay, this is now round number 5 after the Simanim. Okay, Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Rovetz Velo Ravtzan. So the Rovetz means the animal was squashed under the load. Ravtzan, it happens all the time. Right? In other words, the animal cannot handle it. Rovetz Velo Omeid. Rovetz means that the animal has to be squashed under, squatted under, not standing under. Tachas Maso Velo Mifurak. So the and it's got to be under the and it's and not when it's already mafarak, already already unloaded. Takas maso maso shechalamod bo. It's got to be within the weight limit. Iyamar tzar balechaim daraisa mali rovetz mali ravtzan mali omeid. Now, if tzar balechaim is a din daraisa, what difference does it make whether this is a one-time occurrence, whether this is multiple times? What difference does it make whether the animal is squatted underneath or the animal is still standing? If the animal currently is suffering, shouldn't that be the only issue? And if the animal is suffering, help the animal, relieve the animal of the pain, period. And over here in this price, so we're making all these chilukim. So the Gemara says, Hamani Rav Yosef Glilihi, Damar Tzar Balechaim Derabanan. So the Gemara says, okay, I know. You showed me the price. But what I'm going to tell you is that the owner and authorship of that price is Rav Yosef Glili. And the Gemara says, and oh, by the way, I'm right. It's not just a dichui. I'm not just pushing you off. The author of the price is Rav Yosef Glili, who we already established is of the position that Tzar Balechaim is the Rabbanan. And Hachi Nami Mestabra. We're saying good. It is Rav Yosef Glili. Diktani Tachas Maso Maso Shiachol Amod Bo. So the, because remember, weight limit? Who's holding by weight limit? So man shamale deisle haisvar Rav Yosef Glili shmamina. That's the svar, the shita Rav Yosef Glili. So the Gemara says, "Amim mitzvus mukmilak Rav Yosef Glili vaktani sefer tachas maso v'lo miforak my lo miforak ilay malo miforak klal so haksiv hakim takim imo." So when we say lo miforak, what do you mean? So does it mean that it's totally unloaded? So the Gemara says, "Hakim takim alone." What do you mean? The Torah says to help him. Lo miforak means is that you don't have to help for free, but in other words, but you're allowed to charge. Well, the difference between when we're talking about loading and the fact that you can load, but only by charging, that's the shita of the chachamim. So So the Gemara says no. Really, the author of the Brayse says holding like Rav Yosef Glili that Tzar Balei Chaim is a din derabanan. On this one particular point of Te'ina, on that point, he passes like the Chachamim. Meaning whoever the author of this Braisa is mostly like Rav Yosef Glili, but also a little bit like the Chachamim. Okay. Ad Kan, that takes us to the end of this Sugya, which means that what? Means that the Gemara is not poshet. Meaning, so between yesterday's daf and today's daf, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel here in Bab Metzia, Tzar Balei Chaim, is it a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan? Unclear from our Mishnah and our Gemara and from Braises as well. We do not have a conclusion as to whether or not it's a din d'oraisa or it's a din d'rabbanan. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabbanan. Ki sire yachol afilu mirachol tamalamer ki sifga. Okay, so at what point in time are you now within proximity where you need to help? So the Torah says kisira. So the Torah makes it sound like as long as you have a visual, then you will have a mitzvah to help. But then we also have kisivka, so which means that you are right there. Pigia, pigia means confrontation. I don't really mean confrontation, meaning it's not antagonistic. But in other words, but you're right next to him, face to face. Yaha I kisivka yachol pigia mamash tamalam kisira. So ve'ezei riyah sheish ba pegia shiur chacham memecha mishev amechsa b'mel v'zehu ris. So the so what we're going to do is that we're going to take a mill and we're going to divide it 7.5 ways, and so we're talking about a fraction of a mill. A mill is 2,000 amma, so 2,000 divided by 7. I didn't do the math, but in other words, this is also referred to as a ris. It is, what is it? It's 266 and 2/3. Okay, there we go. So in other words, so when you're within that proximity, so now you have a mitzvah to help. Tana umidada ad parsa. So the when you help out, so you're also going to be escorting, making sure that the animal can walk, and you're going to be doing that for a parsa. So Amar Rabba Rabbechana v'noto schar. Now for that, you're going to be able to collect schar. Okay, right discussion over here. Tosos discusses it. In other words, this idea of the escort fee. In other words, you for the right, Tosos says that we're talking about the if we were talking about loading for that, you're allowed to charge to begin with. And so the escort fee, so that for sure you're allowed to charge. So Tosos assumes over here we're talking about unloading and the and even still, in other words, you're allowed to charge for the escort fee. Okay. We are continuing. We're now in the Mishnah Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, good. Okay, the goal today is to get to the end of the perek. We're not going to start Hamafket today. Tomorrow we'll start Hamafket. But certainly the idea today is just to finish up the perek. Avedas so, v'avedas aviv. Okay. Beautiful. So now as we are rounding out the second perek of the Masechta, we're going back to the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And so simple questions of priority, precedence. Who do you take care of first? So my first choice over here is that I found my Aveda and the Aveda, my father. So which one comes first? Aveda so kodemus. Aveda so v'avedas rabo shelo kodem. So if it's between you or your father, alternatively, it's between you or your Rebbe, so you come first. An idea already that we expressed before, we're going to say it again. In just a moment from now, we're going to see in the Gemara, we darshan the Torah. First and foremost, a person needs to take care financially of themselves and then worry about others, concern themselves with others. Even if we're talking about your father, even if we're talking about your Rebbe. Avedas aviv avedas rabo osha rabo kodemish aviv hevio la olam hazeh rabo shalim dochachma mevio lachaylam haba v'im aviv chacham shal aviv kodemes. Now, if it is now the aveda of either your father or your Rebbe, you found two avedas, one belongs to your father, the other belongs to your Rebbe, which you return to first. So the Mishnah over here says that with clarity, your Rebbe comes first, your Rebbe before your father. Okay, now it could very well be that your father will take offense to that. Okay, so it could be. So but the Rebbe comes first. And the Mishnah over here says, what's the Svara? Because your father brought you into this world, your Rebbe's going to bring you into Olam Haba. So in other words, and obviously, right, it goes without saying, but I'm going to say it. Obviously, in other words, that's behind the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim. Meaning, obviously, you have to honor your parents because they brought you into this world. In other words, it's part of the Hakar Satov. The Sefer HaChinuch writes like this, that you have to have Hakar Satov for your parents for bringing you into this world, obviously. But now, if it is a standoff between the Kibbut Av and the Kibbut Rebbe, so the Kibbut Rebbe now, who's going to bring you to Olam Haba, which obviously, it's greater, so the Kibbut Rav now is going to take priority over the Kibbut Av. Okay. Now, if your father is himself a chacham, so then shall aviv kodemis. Okay. Hay aviv rabo nosim masui maniach eshal rabo v'achar kach maniach eshal aviv. Let's say father and Rebbe are carrying something and they need help unloading. So it seems over here from this mission, by the way, that we're not talking about their animal. We're talking about they themselves. They're just right and burdened. So you're going to first help your Rebbe, then your father. Hayya aviv rabo beveis hashevi. So podes rabo v'achar kach podes aviv. V'im aviv chacham podes aviv v'achar kach podes rabo. Okay. So and what about pigeon shvuyim? In other words, they both were taken into captivity, and you have an ability to ransom them. So which one comes first? First the Rebbe, then the father. And again, the Mishnah repeats and reviews that if your father's a chacham, then your father comes first. I was wondering the same thing as I read the Mishnah. Okay, good. You and I shared the same question. I don't know the answer. We darshan this earlier in the parak. We get to darshan this now a second time. And that is that the Torah says, this is Parshas Re'eh. So that lo yebecha evyon, right? You're not going to be poor, which means shokol adam. Meaning that you need to first and foremost take care of yourself and then take care of others. V'am Rav Yehuda Merav, kol mekayim b'atzmo kach, sof bali dekach. So Rav Yehuda Merav says that, look, it's true that you do have to first help yourself and then help others. That's true. But, in other words, like everything in life, with balance. With balance. And that is that if you're singularly focused on taking care of yourself and not other people, then eventually you're going to be that person who is going to be needing assistance from others. So yes, it's true. In terms of priority, take care of yourself and then take care of others. But make sure to get to that second part of taking care of others. If you are only exclusively taking care of yourself, eventually you're going to be that person who is going to be needing help from others. So your Rebbe comes first. So when we say your Rebbe comes first, meaning he taught you what exactly? So Lefishitas Rebbe Meir, what he taught you is Chachma. Now, mind you, by the way, when Rebbe Meir is talking about Chachma in the context of the Gemara, what Rebbe Meir means is Gemara. What we call Gemara, meaning what is Gemara? Gemara is Havana. It's understanding. The Mishnayos are giving us the information. It's giving us the facts. But the Mishnayos don't give us any Svara. So when Rebbe Meir says that we need a Rebbe that's going to teach you Chachma, what he means is Svara. You understand the Mishnayos. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Kol Sherov Chachma So Haimenu. And Rebbe Yehuda says, Rov Chachma So, meaning that most of your knowledge base comes from one individual. That's the Rebbe that comes first. And Rabbi Yossi, Omer Afilu Lohi Reinav Ela B'Mishnah Achas, Zehu Rabbo. And Lefi Shitas Rabbi Yossi, Mishnah Achas. No. If somebody just taught you one Mishnah, already in the context of Kedima, that's your Rebbe. In other words, he will be your Rebbe vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Kedima. Amar Rava, Kegon Rav Schora, De Asperan, Zuma Listron. So the... And I'll give you examples of somebody who taught me a single Mishnah. So over here, we're talking about the Mishnah in Kelim, right? 13th Perek says Rashi. Well, parentheses in Rashi. So, and also the 25th Perek. So over there, there was a instrument that was being used. What is it exactly? So it's a kind of spoon that removes the Zuama. So the Zuama Listron. So that item is mentioned in the Mishnah in Kelim twice. Parakim 13:25, and now he explained to me what that is. So, in other words, according to Shitas Rav Yossi, that's a Rav now. So he's a Rav, and now in terms of Kedima, he comes first. Shmuel Karamane Alei Omer Rabbanan De Asberei Echad Yor Lama Shechi VeEchad Posech Kivan. So Shmuel, he tore Kriya over a Talmud Chacham who explained them one Mishnah. This Mishnah is found in Talmud. It's in the third parak of Tamid. The Mishnah over there gives a beautiful description of the unlocking of the door in the morning. Meaning you're going to unlock the doors of the Heichal in the morning. So the Mishnah over there gives a cryptic description of basically your arm going into the wall in order to unlock. Okay, we did that Mishnah in Tamid together some time ago. So we gave the description. Kitzi Rashi over here, right? I read the Rashi this morning. I'm not going to read it again right now, unfortunately, but time. So but Rashi over here gives a beautiful description. Anyway, so Shmuel's telling that there's a Rav who explained that mission to him, and because of that, he tore Kriya over that over his death. In other words, just one Mishnah. That's all you need. Amrula Tamid Chacham Shebabavel Omdim Zeb Imne Zeb Korin Ze Al Ze. Ula tells us what the practice was in Bavel. And that is in Bavel. You have Talmid Chachamim in Bavel. So, Omnim Zeb Ifnei Zeb. They always stand for one another. Dover Pashat. Korin Zeh Al Zeh. Rachmanis, one of them dies, they do Kriya. However, when it comes to Aveda, for that, that's limited only to Rebbe Muvak. Rebbe Muvak. That means that your Rebbe who taught you most of your Torah, so that's the only time where for Kedima, if it's a choice of returning your father's lost item or your Rebbe's lost item, only for Rebbe Muvak, then and only then does the Rebbe Muvak have Kedima over your father. For everyone else, your father comes first. Okay. So now the Gemara asks the following Shiloh. So let's say that it's your Talmud, but at the same time, you need him. What does that mean exactly? So for exact understanding of the Gemara, I turn to Rashi. Rashi over here, I wanted to read inside. So Rav Chachmaso, no. Where's the Rashi? Rabbi Muvak v'tzarech lo Rabbi. Okay, third wide line down. Sheshama Shmuel sheyesh biyado mipi acherim. So Rashi explains like this, meaning the obviously the Rebbe is fluent in Mishnayos and Gemaras and the Rebbe knows, let's say, everything. Rebbe doesn't know everything, but you understand, right? The Rebbe is conversant. And now he's teaching the Talmud. But it happens to be that this was not the first yeshiva that the Talmud went to. Talmud has gone to numerous yeshivas. So he's been sitting in shir by numerous rebbeim, numerous Rosh Yeshivas, if you will. And so now, by the time he arrives over here in this yeshiva, so again, he's learning by Rebbe, but at the same time, though, he's heard shir from him, and he's heard shir from him, and now the Rebbe's interested. Ooh, what, right? What did that Rosh Yeshiva have to say about this Mishnah? And what did that Rebbe have to say about this? Oh. So in other words, so it's not a simple Rebbe-Talmud relationship. It's a more complicated Rebbe-Talmud, but the Talmud's got what to offer.
Is that on Talmud cover?
Okay, could be. That's another way to describe it. But okay, good. So this is the question that Rav Chista asked from Rav Huna. So what's the din? So Amar Lei Chista Lo Tzri Chinalach. So now Rav Huna understood that this was a coded question. In other words, right? Effectively, Rav Chista a little bit was cheppering. You know, Rav Huna, you need me. And Rav Huna's response to that is, I don't need you. So Amar Lei Chista Chista Lo Tzri Chinalach. Atzri Chali. You need me, I don't need you. Okay, so I know, whenever we see something like this in the Gemara, meaning there's a story behind the story, right? We're only given a sliver of what happened over there. Obviously, more is happening. But Ad Arba Inshnin Ikpede Adade. Lo Ayla Lagabe Adade. So for 40 years afterwards, in other words, feelings were hurt. And for 40 years afterwards, so they didn't have anything to do with one another. Yeah, I feel the same. So the V'lo Ayla Lagabe Adade Yosef Rechista Arba In Tanisa Mishum Dechalash Taite De Rav Huna and Yosef Rav Huna Arba In Tanisa Mishum Dechashte L'Rechista. And so now they were fasting for 40 fasts. Right, Rav Chista fasted 40 fasts over the fact that he offended Rav Huna. In other words, he asked the Shaila, and maybe, in other words, I'd love to think this way, and I think I'm right. Maybe Rav Chista was not asking from a personal standpoint, but maybe just simply a halachic question. And so he fasted for 40 fasts because he knew that he offended him. And Rav Huna fasted as well because he was choshed Rav Chista, meaning that he suspected that Rav Chista asked him. Because of the, it wasn't just an objective shaila. In other words, he was asking because he wanted to pose to him that, hey, you need me. Okay. And what we don't hear in the Gemara, which I'm certainly curious about, and I think, I imagine others are curious about that as well. Right. In other words, why don't they just simply go to each other, ask mechila from one another? Okay. Meaning, why isn't that an option? Or maybe that was, and maybe it happened.
That's 40 Yom Kippurs that these guys could have.
Yeah, right. So that part of the discussion, I know I'm curious about it. I imagine others are as well. I can't contribute. Meaning, I can only give you what the Gemara has. Rashi doesn't comment. Tosfos doesn't comment. Anyway, I didn't research the matter further. Itmar, we continue. Rav Yisrael bar Yosef Amar Rav Yochanan Lachik Rav Yehuda. Okay, so now what do we say together that for the mitzvah of Kedima? So it's, if it's Rebbe or Aviv, Rebbe comes first. But then what we just discussed moments earlier today is when we say you're Rebbe, meaning what? He taught you Mishnah. He taught you Gemara. Let's do that better. He taught you Mishnayos and Chumash. He taught you Gemara. Or even if he just taught you one Mishnah. So that was a three-way machlokus amongst the Tanayim. So now the Gemara quotes B'Shem Rav Yochanan Halachas like Rav Yehuda. And Rav Acha bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Sheshes Halachik Rav Yosi. Okay, so Machlokas Amaraim, which Tana we paskin like? Fine. The Gemara says, yeah, but it's not fine. Umi Amar Rav Yochanan Hachiv Amar Rav Yochanan Halachik Istam Mishnah Utanan Rabbo Shalim Du Chachma. So now I don't understand. Meaning, we know that according to Rav Yochanan, the halacha is like Stam Mishnah. Whenever you have an anonymous Mishnah, Rav Yochanan says, that's a tip, that's a tell, that's the halacha. Beautiful. But meanwhile, over here, the halacha is, meaning our Mishnah read, our Mishnah, Rabbo Shalom de Chachma. So my Chachma, so Rav Chachma so. So the Gemara says, now when it says Chachma, what does that mean? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what Chachma means. It means Rav Chachma so, meaning like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Meaning, that's how you're going to understand our Mishnah. There's no steerer within Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan passes like Rav Yehuda. I, our Mishnah. That's it. That's what our Mishnah is saying. Rav Chachmaso, then and only then, he comes before your father. Other than that, your father comes first. Atan Rabbanan, ha'oskin b'mikra, mida v'ino mida. So if you're involved in learning Tanakh, right? Mikra over here, not just limited to Chumash, but in any area in Tanakh. So that's good. It's good. So b'mishnah mida v'notlin alaschar. So not only is that good, that's good. And what you could do is that you're gonna be receiving more schar than just having learned chumash. Now gemara in l'chamida gedolim is and as far as learning Gemara is concerned, the best. So in other words, in terms of priority in learning, and by the way, priority does not mean, I'm saying something obvious. Priority does not mean exclusion. Priority just simply means this is where your priority should be, but not to the exclusion of. But in other words, what we just learned is that the best is Gemara, second best is Mishnah, third best is Tanakh.
When you're learning Gemara, you're learning
Mishnah. Now, you're right. You're saying like Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam said that. So, Ein l'chamida gedol mizeh olalam haveiratz l'mishnah yoser min haGemara. But then the Braisa confuses us. The Braisa says, oh, by the way, run to the Mishnayos. So, now that's confusing. The Gemara recognizes that immediately. Hagufa kasha. Amart b'Gemara in l'chamida gedol mizeh v'hadar amart l'olam haveiratz l'mishnah yoser min haGemara. Boy, is that confusing. So, Amar of Yochanan. As we turn to the Amud Beis, Bimei Rebbe Nishas Mishnah Zu. So, in other words, that was said during the days of Rebbe. That, in other words, before the generation of Rebbe, hold on a second. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. So, Shavku Kule Amma Masis and Va'azu Basar Gemara. So, the Hadar V'dar Shlohu L'Olam Havei Ratzel Mishnah Yosem and Gemara. So, the everybody was leaving Mishnayos and going after Gemara. And then, once Rebbe comes along, Rebbe says, Rats to Mishnah, go to Mishnayos. So my drosh, now, in a moment I'm going to explain this a lot better, but my drosh, and what did he say? Kedarosh Rav Yehuda bar Rebbe Elai, my dechsiv, v'hageid, la'ame pisham, l'veis yakov chatzosam, hageid la'ame pisham, elu tamid chacham, sheshigagos, nasus lem kizdonos, u'leveis yakov chatzosam, elu amarach, sheshigagos, nasam lem kishgagos. So the pasuk in Yishayahu. So that basically what's going to happen is that any avera that was done in Bishogeg, because they didn't know the halacha, is going to be like a zadon. It's going to be like they did it intentionally. So Hainu dinam Rabbi Yehuda Omer Avizar b'Tamud Sheshigas Tamud Ola Zadon. Be very careful in your learning that any mistake that you made is going to be considered like a zadon. It's going to be considered like you did it intentionally. Darvish Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lai, my dechsiv, shimud var Hashem, ha-charedim, el divaro, elu tamid ha-chachamim, amrachechem, elu bale mikra, sonechem, elu bale mishna, minna dechem, elu ame'art, shem atomra, pasuk savram, mubatel sikuyam. So the Talmud Lomar, v'nira b'simchas cham, shem atomra yavoshu, shem atomra yisrael yavoshu, Talmud Lomar, v'hem yavoshu, ovdi chacham yavoshu, v'yisrael yismachu, These people will enjoy Olam Haba. They will enjoy Simcha. Okay, now, Hadron Lech Elam Metzios, that's the end of the second perek. We're not going to start the third perek, but with a minute remaining, however, I will share with you Rashi over here. Okay, Rashi over here is so Yisodas Dik. In other words, something happened, something changed by the Tkufa of Rebbe Yehuda Anasi. Look at Rashi over here inside. I'm going to try to get through this Rashi in a couple of minutes. Rashi writes, Bimei Rebbe Nishas Mishnah Zu. In other words, when with Rebbe, a return to Gemara. Why? Rashi writes, Okay, and this Rashi so Yesoda's dick. Rashi writes that from Shammai and Hillel going forward, so you had a schism of Torah, a division of Torah. Torah basically was broken into two, right? Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Right, that really started with the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel. And mitoch ol shibud malchios gzereshayu gozer maleim, and it was just Rashi says, look, it was excusable, meaning that they had the shibud malchios, right, the Roman oppression, and it was overbearing, and so so it was hard for them to learn, and so therefore a schism of Torah. Umitokach lo yuchon lasis levar divrei achokim. So ad yamav shel Rebbe. And basically, it was hard to wrap your head around understanding. In other words, because you literally had two schools of Torah, the Beit Shammai school and the Beis Hillel school. And along comes Rabbi, says Rashi, three generations later. And Shenazan, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lochein Be'ine Antonius, Melech Rami, Kedamrin, Abavar Azara, V'nachu Mitzara. Now, with Rabbi, what came with Rabbi? In other words, relief from the Roman government. In fact, Rabbi was tight with Antoninus. Rashi over here quotes a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Anyway, by Rebbe, so you had relaxation, and Rebbe was able to concentrate. V'shalach v'kibetz kol tamidei Eretz Yisrael. So, and what Rebbe did is that he had a council, collecting all, he had a convention. All the tamidei chachamim joined together. V'ad yamav lo ayu mestachtos deduros, ela kol tamid sheshama davar mipi gadol emenu. Garza v'nasen, simana halacha plonis v'uplonis shamati mishum ploni. Now, at that point in time, Torah Shebaal Peh was not organized. In other words, you had, obviously, yeshivas. You had Mesorah, but it was not, there was not one central location. And so what did Rebbe do? He collected everybody together. And Rebbe was the one who organized and he made Seder, what we call Seder Mishnayos, right? The Shisha Sidre Mishnah. He made Seder. Interesting, by the way, Rashi over here calls Seder Nashim, Seder Yevamos. Okay, it's the first Masechta. Okay. V'stam nami b'mishnah divrei yechidim shara Rebbe is divreim. V'shanam stam kedei legvo alach kamosam. And now, obviously, Rebbe put together the Mishnayos, but the putting of the Mishnayos was done with a lot of thought. In other words, if Rebbe saw someone's position as the accepted position, in other words, he had all the Talmid Chachamim collected in one venue. So now when he saw that a position was, in fact, the accepted position, he would write it anonymously in a Mishnah. Now that the Mishnahs are organized, now we're ready for Gemara. Meaning, because what is Gemara? Gemara is the understanding of the Mishnayos. But until the Mishnayos were Mesudar, so then it was hard. Meaning we didn't know what's behind the Mishnayos. But once Rebbe went ahead and basically was Mesadar Mishnayos, now everybody can go ahead and run to the Gemara. Okay. Adka.
So the Gemara is Amaron and Tanom and Amaron Machloikas. And what Rebbe said.
Yeah, but in other words, but
the Mishnah, the way he taught was the
first. Correct, but the Machlokis is on the Tameh HaMishnah, meaning on the Ta'amim, meaning now that the Mishnah is set, so good. So that creates the skeletal structure. That's the framework. Now for the Ta'amim, that's
one of them, right?
Right. Yeah.